But when you think of your long life, that you lived through all of World War II.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And the economic war in the 1930s.
Yes, yeah. I never was hungry, though.
Yeah.
Never.
But what do you remember about the day that the signing of the treaty?
You mean the Irish Treaty?
The Irish Treaty. You were about 4 years old.
Four years old, no, I wouldn't remember anything.
Any excitement or anything?
Not that I remember, no. I know. Of course, my mother never agreed with it. She was always fine Gael. She never agreed with the 1916 rise and not the IRA or that. And she didn't agree with anything like that. She thought it was all wrong. I don't know. I tell you the truth, I never vote. I don't believe in voting. I don't believe I ever voted since I left England. I used to vote Labour in England because I thought they were better for the working class people. But I never voted since I come home. I wasn't interested. I don't know. Not interested in politics in any way. Mm-hmm. Don't bother with them. I know. But I tell you who built a house now, the first to build a house around Sandyford. Frank Aiken. Did you ever hear of him?
I did indeed.
He built a house up on Hillcrest Road. I don't know who's in it now. I think his wife was killed in a car crash a long time ago. But nobody cared for him. They say he was going down the north. I don't know. I shouldn't be saying that to you in politics. But nobody liked him.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah, he wasn't a very likeable man, I'd say.
No, he wasn't liked. No, nobody liked him. And the only thing I knew about him was he had a fellow working with a van. We used to get up and give us a lift to work, and he worked for him. Now, I don't know anything about him or where he come from or anything, but he's a nice man. He always gave us a lift in the van. So that's as far as I can remember.
You didn't know your father because he died when you were quite young. But you say your foster father...
It was him that died when I was young, was my foster father.
Oh,
died.
He died?
He died, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and your mother then... So you never knew your mother?
No, never knew anything about her.
Oh, you've no idea?
I was only 3 weeks old.
All right, yeah.
You know, but I was adopted, never known by any other name, only Claire.
Imagine. Yeah. How do you feel about that now?
I don't mind. Yeah. I had such a happy childhood.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. I was lovely, and the cousin that came from Leopardstown to stay with us, she had no children. She'd done everything in the house. We hadn't to lift a cup in the house. Cooked and done everything. We could go where we like, do what we like.
So you were spoiled, really?
We were spoiled, but we never got into trouble. Mm-hmm. You know, we were never told, don't go here or don't do that. But we never went anywhere much unless to dance, you know. I used to go up the step aside and sit with this other girl, go up to visit her to the house. I remember I used to come home on the bus. There was a bus come down at about 11 o'clock at night. I come home with it. But one night I missed it. I had to walk home. And I come down by Kilgobbin. Do you know Kilgobbin? Kilgobbin Graveyard. And I saw a light at the gate and I roared and shouted. And there was a fella and a girl standing smoking a cigarette at the graveyard gate. And I was so terrified of a ghost. I wasn't thinking of anyone ever touching you. But years ago, all the men that would live up the mountains or that lived around the place always said good night to you. So, you weren't afraid of anybody. Like now, you wouldn't go out at night alone now, you know, you wouldn't let children out even. Do you see with the Ballyogan Road? A van is picking up children.
Yeah.
And the people are terrified. They're trying to lure children into a van, be the age of 8 and 15.
And of course, that was unheard of.
Unheard of. People would give you a lift because they knew the bus didn't. We got the Enniskerry bus. It came through Sandyford. And people would give you a lift because they thought you lived in the heart of the country and there was no way you'd go and play. You haven't got a lift to Enniskerry. And we'd walk down to Bray. Because the girl in Stepaside had a sister married someone well off in Bray. They lived in the council house, and the old council house in Stepaside, but she had a sister who married someone very well off. We called them well off. They had a big house and had a servant, and she'd come to the council house. And we used to go down to them regular in Bray, and we'd walk down because we thought it was great going to a big house and getting our dinner and all the rest of it, you know. And her husband used to say, don't bring any fellas back here to her house. I said, no, we never bring men to anyone's house. Yeah, I know. Our life was so, it was so innocent, the people, weren't they? They were innocent, yeah.
When you were doing your shopping out here, you know, when you were going, would you go into town? Is that, did you ever think of, or would you go down to Turnmuir, to the village there?
And oh, no, never near Turnmuir. There's a little shop around the corner here. I used to shop sometimes in it. But I'd always go into town and do a bit of shopping in it. I'd go down Camden Street and Georgia Street. I knew them well. But I never went near Turnmuir. Even yet, I wouldn't go near it. Don't bother go near it. I liked Rendla, Milltown, Dundrum. They were all on our bus route, and they always liked that way into the city. There was the 47 bus went from here. It went through Rap Mines, I think. Yeah. It's whatever you're born and reared you like. Yeah, isn't that funny?
And the other side of that would be, I suppose, the schools and that your children went to. Did they go locally to school here, out here?
Yeah, they went to. There's a great grandchild there in the photograph, the little one, the long hair. She's a great grandchild. They all went to Edmonton. Three generations went to that school. Mm. And then my sister, who lived up the mountains, she has a grandchild, and three generations went to Sandyford School. So there's the connection there. And anyway, my husband went to that school. I didn't go to it. And then all the great-grandchildren went to it.
So, my goodness, when you think of there's three generations of...
Three generations of, went
surely,
to, yeah.
But you're still alive to see.
Still alive, yeah.
What about, do you remember hard times, so when, you know, when your late husband was, had that problem?
Oh, yeah, dreadful.
How did you manage on your own?
I just went out to work, done a bit of housework. I could barely, we never had proper food of a variety, just a bowl of soup or something. I had no money. The only thing is I never owed any money. Never owed anyone any money, and I knew nothing. But when he died, I should have got a grant for his debt, and he wasn't even insured. And lucky enough, I had saved about 300 in the bank, and I buried him with that. And I got back a couple of pounds I paid cash. But if I'd have died, they'd have had to bury me in the garden. I'd no money. I was penniless. And then when I started to save again, I bought this house. I got it for 340. So like I never owed money, and I just lived from day to day.
Counting the pennies.
Counting the pennies, yeah. £7 a week I got off, and there was six people to be reared on that.
On £7 a week.
On £7 a week. Yeah, that's true. I know. But we lived as best we could.
So were you, are you a very religious woman?
Oh, I always go to Mass and go to Communion every Sunday up to Ballantyre. I didn't go there for a while. It was dreadful weather. I was afraid I'd slip in the rain because my leg is not good. But I told Father Daly, he was here, and he gave me Communion. And he said, you don't have to go, but I like to go. We always went to Mass.
Do you think that brought you through tough times?
Oh, I think it did, yeah. And even now, I don't preach religion to anyone because they're different people now. If I go to bed and I don't sleep, I say my prayers, I fall asleep. And I never waken from the time I go to bed until about 8 o'clock the next morning. And there's a lot of old people don't sleep. Now, I never get out of the bed till I'm getting up. Now, I was up at 8 o'clock this morning. And I go out every day to my lunch now that I can afford it. I go up to Ballantyre House and I have my lunch every day in it. And he gives it to me for €8. And if it's Sunday, I go out to Kilmechanic. Do you know Kilmenoog is called now? I go out there to a pub called McCormick's and I get my lunch there. Now, I don't drink. I did drink an odd one, but I haven't drank for years. When I went down to Connemara, the cold in it. I took brandy and ginger ale.
Yeah.
Two drinks, and my son-in-law bought them. I didn't buy them, never paid for them. I took two of them, to bring me home. And that was all I ever took him. And before I got married, no woman was ever seen in a pub. I never was in a pub in my life until the lounge bar started opening, Step Aside, and we were dying to know what they were like. But we didn't go in, we were afraid, because she had a whole lot of brothers and they were knocking around. At that time, they used to stand at corners talking. If they saw you entering a pub, you'd be murdered. No, he never was in a pub. They got older. And my son had a pub down in Cork. He sold it, and he travelled with the snooker crowd around the world. There he is over there with Jimmy. I had Jimmy White here to tea.
Oh, did you?
I told him to go and make it himself. My leg was sore. I wasn't able to get up to make it for him. Jimmy White there, and my son, and me and my husband. I'll show them all to you now in a few minutes.
Yeah.